It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Bowl presentation ceremony. How about it? Every week, as you know, we like to honor a guest who, you know, had a little fun on the show. They gave us a couple of laughs, maybe approached the subject from an angle I didn't see coming. You know, something that, whoa, that's a different way to do it. Well, I will say, okay, this week, and this is fantastic. I've never done this before, but it should be done, assuming the judges are okay with this. I would like to award the game ball to myself, and I'm going to tell you why. This is controversial, okay? You know, they always say, can a president pardon himself? Well, this week, okay, on the show, I announced in real time that I had been given my own TV show. It's called Fox News Saturday Night. It debuts next Saturday, January the 13th, clearly the highlight of my life, okay? I have been forced to keep that a secret from my friends, from my family, from the very staff of the show, Josh and Mikey. I broke the news to them on the air the way I broke it to my family and my friends and everyone close to me except Jenny and Lincoln. And my ability to keep a secret that big for that long during the holidays when you do all that drinking and your family's like, hey, when are you going to get a show? Or too bad they won't give you a show. You know, you're on all the shows, but they won't give you your own show. You know how hard it is to sit on that when you're half in the bag? Well, guess who sat on it? Big Jimmy Showbiz did. And without further ado, I am going to keep this honor to myself, and we're going to replay the announcement of me breaking the news live on the air of my lifelong dream of getting my own television show coming through. Here it is for you. Game ball to Jimmy Failla. Come on up here and get it, fatso.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
But of course, Charlamagne, not the only one making headlines on this busy Wednesday here on Fox Across America. Your radio buddy, Jimmy Failla, can now confirm that we, our team, the Failla family, the Fox Across America family, everybody I work with here at Fox News, everybody who started out with me in the taxi garage, all the ride or die people I grew up with in Levittown drinking on the bleachers and throwing up behind the deli. We, my friends, all of us, this is breaking news you will not hear anywhere else. I can now officially confirm that I have been named the host of Fox News Saturday Night. Off the apron, Jenny Failla. We got our own TV show. I love you, girlfriend. I know you're listening. Spike the football, Marianne Failla, my mom who dragged me into showbiz. It is now official. Fox News making the announcement, the smoke coming out of the chimney. That is not Gutfeld's bong. That is me being named the host of Fox News Saturday Night. Hey, fellas, congrats on the win. Just to let the listeners know how crazy and clandestine things are around here, you guys in that booth had no idea, did you not?
Absolutely zero clue that that was coming. Absolutely nothing. I was waiting for more clips to be called.
You can't imagine how much peace is in my life to be able to share this information right now, because I've had to walk in here and stare at you guys in the face every day for 2 months and not say a word about this. But we did it. Yo, Adrian, we did it. We got our own TV show. The launch date, you guys, if listening out there on the radio, is Saturday night, January the 13th. And if you are in New York in the next 2 weeks in Times Square, they're going to be running my billboards on the Godzilla billboard, which is all of Times Square, and the Site 16, which is a stand-up billboard, will be on two billboards in Times Square, and they'll be advertising my very first TV show with my own name on it at the bottom. Hot damn. Needless to say, guys, drinks are on me after the show. We got a little partying to do over here, but holy hell, this is a big deal. I don't even know what to tell you, man. Other than if you're listening on the radio side of this, it couldn't happen without the explosive growth of this show. Like, Fox was like, wow, this Failla idiot he's really doing this other thing over there, and people are kind of catching on to it. You know, it's not a hyper-partisan food fight. He's just, you know, is dopey enough to think he can help people and that he's going to change the world. Yeah, probably not. But the but the point is, we have proven beyond any shadow of a doubt that there are millions of people out there who really care greatly about this country but want to have a good time discussing our problems as opposed to sitting here and screaming at each other and beating the snot out of each other, as my late great Uncle Sonny would say. We want to be able to, you know, have a productive conversation that's funny, that's a good time. So for me, I will tell you this really quickly, you the listener, before we go to this commercial break. Just wow, man. You can't even imagine what it feels like to say this to other people, because I wanted my own TV show since fifth grade. I had a teacher by the name of Mrs. Pascana who told me in fifth grade, she's like, you know, you should start watching The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I think you could do one of those shows. And, you know, I don't know that she meant it. I mean, if anything, she probably saw a couple of my report cards and was like, this guy has no future in corporate America. Nobody's going to hire this guy. Like, she looked at my first report card.
Are you stupid or something?
And she was like, comedy, Jimmy, comedy. But for whatever reason, like, I really believed her. I was like, oh, no, I could have one of these shows. And I watched The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I was like, no, I could get one of these shows. And, like, lost my mind watching it. And it was just something that stuck with me, like, every morning. When I was walking down 7th Avenue at 3 in the morning to pick up my taxi in the dead of winter, you know, it's 12 below. You know when it's so cold in New York City, you actually see three penguins going inside? Like, oh, it's too cold. We're not staying out here. Okay. And every one of those days, every weird audition and terrible gig you do on the road, every kick in the nuts you get in showbiz along the way, every rejection, terrible crowd, you know, every mess you could possibly inhabit that puts your soul in a fetal position, I somehow emerged from being like, no, I'm telling you, I'm going to get a TV show. I'm telling you, and like, it's been in my head every day of my life since fifth grade. So the fact that I've pulled it off, it just brings me like such a level of actual peace. Like, if you care about me, that's what you should know. Like, I am at peace because I no longer have this nagging torment. Now we have this new torment, which is to create the greatest source of good that television has ever seen. That's going to do it for the Fox Across America game ball presentation ceremony. I know it's a little controversial this week. Some people are a little upset about the results. Stop the steal, that whole thing. I don't care. I'm out of here with the win. I'm taking my game ball and I'm going home. See you Monday.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.